him, of the Father's love begotten, hymn 162. It's by Aurelius Clemens Prudentius. This ancient Latin hymn was written by a Christian, a man named Mr. Prudentius, around the year 400. And this hymn is one of the oldest hymns in our hymn book. It is written 1,600 years ago, the words anyway. The musical tune is only 900 years old. It was arranged into this exact form about 100 years ago. So the author was born in Spain the year 348. There had been, before that, 300 years of persecution, but not long before his birth, something significant happened. The Roman Empire changed its stance on Christianity, making it legal, which meant legally accepted and therefore even protected. Persecution would decrease drastically. Mr. Prudentius had become a lawyer and then a governor in the state in Spain. He had leadership skills that got the attention of the Roman emperor, who at that time was Theodosius I. The emperor appointed him to be the commander of a military post for the Roman Empire. So it seems that shortly after he became the commander of a military station, he was converted to Christianity. Right away, he began to write poetry about his faith and about Christ. When Prudentius reached the age of 57, he was able to retire from working for the government and entered a monastery. Monasteries at that time were farms out in the country where people went to study the Bible. He devoted himself to praying and writing more poetry. We have almost 400 poems from Mr. Prudentius, the commander of a Roman military post who turned into a monk. So one of the poems is this hymn. Some have called Mr. Prudentius the prince of early Christian poets. Now, you might not have heard of Mr. Prudentius, don't feel too bad about it, but you've probably heard of the name of another man who was writing Christian poems and hymns during the same time, and his name is Ambrose of Milan, Italy. But the writings of Prudentius are more reflective, displaying greater warmth and glow than Ambrose. One thing to note in our hymn is the use of what poets call tautology, which is a repetition of an idea with different words each time for emphasis. There's one that I'll note here in verse 1. It reads like this. He is Alpha and Omega. That's the first letter of the Greek alphabet, last letter of the Greek alphabet to describe the everlastingness of our God. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the source and the ending he of the things that are, that have been, and future years shall see. So tautology is a repetition of this concept several times. Because this hymn mentions the birth of Christ, it could be sung at Christmas. Some have thought of it as a Christmas carol, but if you study it, it's only one out of the five lines that mentions his birth, so we need not restrict this hymn to Christmas. In fact, there's quite a connection to today, and even a connection to this evening's sermon. It's the fourth verse that he is king, and the fifth verse that he gives us the victory. Also enjoy the refrain on the end of each line, evermore and evermore, underscoring the fact that he is our victorious king in an everlasting way. Of the Father's love, God.